This is L1 from BTS reporting, and welcome to another Mem Jogger. Now, very happy to be here today. Today's Mem Jogger focuses on BIBIX, or Business in a Box, in terms of, you know, specifically social media for as a means for success. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Mem Joggers and how they work, the Mem Joggers are basically just the quick comments and answers to the questions that have been left behind by our readers or our viewers or people visiting our website. So, you know, our Mem Joggers can actually center around business, as this one will today, that's Business in a Box, or they can center around relationships and living life on your terms, the esoteric or the paranormal even. So, yeah, well, those are whole different can of worms in and of themselves. But before I continue with the Mem Jogger for today, I want to introduce the Novi. How are you doing today?
Greetings and salutations, people. Well, you know, I want to say hello to everybody out there. And today's thing about how to make social media work, well, you know, that's kind of interesting. But before we begin with social media as a means of success, I would like to start with, the usual. Got to tell you guys where you can find us, right? Well, at least I hope so. Well, for those of you who are listening to our show, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and that'll be blogtalk.becomesource.com. And also, you can go to YouTube. You know, you can see all our wonderful videos in there at youtube.becomesource.com. We made it really simple for you. And also, Facebook. You can go to facebook.becomesource.com. Now, Elle, where can they find out where they can get all our wonderful products and things of that nature? Where do you think they can go? What do you think? Okay. Give me an idea.
Well, if I had to take a guess, it would be shopping.becomethesource.com.
You read that, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, for those of you who are familiar with our Mem Joggers, you've seen us talk about our favorite products. So, you know, for those of you who want to check those out, go to shopping.becomethesource.com. Also, cashback.becomethesource.com explains to you how you can actually get cash back for doing your everyday habits, which is basically shopping for things that you need, and even increasing the potential to get paid by showing others how to do the same and teaching others how to do that. So, and finally, we are self-sponsored, and I'll bring up my favorite item in just a minute or at the end, I mean, whichever. But NovismSynergy.com teaches you how to become self-sponsored, just like we're doing right now. So visit NovismSynergy.com and find out how you can become self-sponsored. So, without further ado,
today's Mem Jogger is social media as a means for success.
Okay, so chances are if you're watching this and if you have a YouTube account. No! Chances are if you're watching this and you have a YouTube account, you already know what we mean by social media. We mean Facebook, Twitter,
Pinterest. You're watching us. You're watching us. This is social media. This is how easy it gets. It doesn't get any harder than this.
But, you know, we're here to address the people who are not familiar
with
it.
So you have now a limited time to provide the limited humanity consciousness with information. Shields up. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
Okay.
Mark.
So let's talk about the first problem. First of all, people either don't know how to use social media or to promote, you know, to either promote their business. Most people see social media.
You can get all kinds of stuff on social media.
Well, most people see social media as just a means of entertaining themselves. Like, you know, just there to see what the other YouTube users are doing, or just to, you know, catch cat videos, which I like very much, but
you like little animals.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the problem. People either don't know how to use social media, or they use it incorrectly when they're trying to promote their business. They actually use it to talk about nothing but their business, and that tends to isolate people, especially friends and family.
Well, people don't like to be sold, right? Like, hey, buy this, buy that, and the other thing. Even if you need it, you just don't like to be told what to do.
No, people don't like, that's just unfortunately general human nature. Yeah. Or, you know, people are unaware that it even exists. So, social media, I mean. So,
but social media can really be a phenomenal outlet for a lot of folks. I just want to throw this out there. I just bumped into a young lady today. You know, she looked kind of, you know, on the thin side. She may need some help. This is the truth. But she has such a big following, and they're so concerned about her health. They're so concerned about her. So social media really can be a boost for anybody's, their ego, what they need, friendships, and stuff like that.
But genuine care.
But in business, I think when people do the business thing, I think they, like, all of a sudden get all scared about being a friend. You know, going out there and just talking, you know, and saying, hey, you know, truthfully, this is what I found this product to do, and you know, you can count on me. I can work with you. And so, I mean, social media will be great that way.
I think so, too. No, you're fine. I was going to say, so the real solution to this, because I know we have limited time. First of all, don't forget, social media, first of all, from what we've said in previous Bibix episodes, building a business is about building relationships. What better way to continue to cultivate those relationships than to start new ones than through social media?
How you nurture them, mm-hmm. Right?
So then, yeah, so what better way to continue to cultivate those relationships?
But sometimes people go out there and they're being friends, but they don't sell their product. They're like afraid to sell their product. So you got to sort of marry the two of them. Like, mm-hmm. You're doing social media, you're being friends, you're telling the truth, you're working with people. And at the same time, you say, hey, this is what I do. All right, guys. And if you like me, buy it from me instead of somebody else. You got to be kind of bold enough to say that at the same time. And that kind of goes with the 80-20, I think.
The 80-20 ratio.
The 80-20 ratio. Well, you're 80% friend, 20%.
You mean 80% personal friendship?
Personal friendship, be honest, go out there, do the stuff that you need to do. And the people will come. Those that don't like you, they probably won't like you anyway in the middle of the street. I mean, who knows, right? But for those, if you're consistent enough and you're talking and you're doing what you do, you'll get some followers. And then the 20% would be the sales part.
So in other words, 80% of your posts on Facebook, let's say you do 10 posts a day on Facebook, right? I'm just talking average numbers here. I don't know what your Facebook preference post is, but that would mean that 8 of your posts are just about what you do every day, you as a person,
or 80%,
funny things.
Or 80% of your posts, like we say we're sponsored, right? But we still give good information.
Mm-hmm.
So that one post that you do, or if you're doing like a video or something,
mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of, sprinkle the pepper there. Not my cat. Leave my cat out of it. But you sprinkle the pepper there and you just work, hey guys, this is sponsored by, self-sponsored by, or this is what I represent. Now let's talk friendship. Let's talk about life.
Mm-hmm. And then so 8%, 8 out of 10 of your posts, if you're following that ratio, I really want to stick with that, Novi. So 8%, 8 of your 10 posts are about just you, you as a person. And, obviously you got to be discreet about what you put on Facebook. Remember,
very
what you
discreet.
Post on Facebook technically stays there forever. So if you want people to trust you, then post things that show you that you in your personal life you're trustworthy, okay? Then finally, two of those posts, so for following the 80-20, two of those posts would be just you directly talking about your business, a benefit of it, or, if you, in this case, shop.com, where you got your latest products, which web portal you got it from, or how shop.com helps you with something like back to school
like
or
we're doing
emergency.
Right now. Look at you, see? This is 80-20. You keep talking, and we just keep putting a post up there.
Yeah. So, it's that. So I would say follow the 80-20 ratio for those of you who want to kind of revamp how you use social media. So really, when you think about it, if you're already using your social media for personal posts, other than, making sure that your content is appropriate and makes you see as a trustworthy person, there's really not much work you have to do when you think about it. Because out of the 10, if you're already posting 10 personal posts, you just have to subtract two of those and put in two of them that focus on your business.
Bingo. And I think that'll wrap it up. I mean, it's really not that hard. Talk about nice things. Talk mm-hmm. about good things. Talk about real things. I think one of the things is, when you're doing social media, make sure you can back up what you say. It can be your opinion, but don't try to be somebody that you're not, because someone's going to call you out on it, and then you're not going to know what to say, and then people get discouraged off of that.
Yeah.
So be as honest as you can be. I don't know everything, but, I say, well, this is what I think.
Honest and have fun.
And have
people
fun.
Are attracted, believe it or not, but you'll be more attractive if you're genuinely having fun and if you're an honest person than if you're trying
you
to put up a front.
Baby? Are you having fun, baby?
Well, we'll let our followers decide.
You decide. Don't forget to subscribe. Luna9 would say if she was here. And, besides that, don't forget to go to YouTube. People, go to YouTube. Have a good time on YouTube with us, Say hello and stuff like that.
And anyway, also, here's
more?
Our product.
What do you got there?
I said we would leave that off for the end. So
you did. What is that?
Digestive enzymes. I just want to say, especially with the holidays coming up, this may help with your digestion.
Can I show one off too?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Go ahead. Finish. I'm so interested in yours.
Digestive
I'm going to go
enzymes.
Buy it later.
See?
It's just great. I like the Ultra Prime here. If you can see that real quick, Ultra Prime. This actually helps produce HGH within your own body, not external HGH or anything like that. That's illegal, but in most countries. But it'll help you produce an HGH, human growth hormone, within yourself, okay? So it activates it within yourself, and that helps you get collagen back, stuff like that as well. It's really great. I love it. I use it. I actually use it just to stay a little bit more on the healthy side because it's a total body thing. People think anti-aging is all about wrinkles. It isn't. It's about healthy cells. So until next time, next Men Jogger, choose Alvida Zane. I'll talk to you soon.